Atlanta's strides from day to day. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 7th November 1914, page 11, column 5. Work is progressing rapidly on the old City Hall building at South Pryor and East Hunter Streets, which is being converted into a model office building by Reuben Arnold, Harvey Hill, and others interested. This building was the scene of the famous Frank trial in July 1913. It is an old landmark and stands directly across the street from the magnificent new million-dollar courthouse. It was used as an annex to the courthouse until the completion of the new building. Its owners are investing liberally in the effort to make it a modern office structure. A sale of a valuable piece of Peachtree Street property created interest in real estate circles yesterday. Mrs. Betty W. Phillips sold to George W. Parrott the southwest corner Peachtree Street and 7th for a consideration understood to be $30,000 in cash. The property has a frontage of 50 feet on Peachtree and extends back along 7th for 400 feet. It also has a frontage on Cypress Street. It holds a two-story frame residence. Property transfers. $500 Horton Kaiser to Marion C. Kaiser. Half interest in lot on Southside Greensferry Avenue. 203 feet west of Rosser Street. 86 358 feet. November 3rd. $500 same to same. Half interest in lot on northeast corner Greenwich and Inman Streets, 45 145 feet. November 4th. $500 same to same, half interest, in lot on northeast corner of Inman Street and Sells Avenue, 50 145 feet. November 3rd. $1,000 C. W. McClure to M.C. and Horton Kaiser, lot on southside Greensferry Avenue, 203 feet west of Rosser Street, 50 358 feet. November 14th, 1913. $6,000 Mrs. Kate G. Ryer to M.C. Kaiser, lot on northwest side Piedmont Avenue, 164 feet southwest of Edgewood Avenue, 25 I's 34 feet. November 4th. $500 Henry S. Harper to R.H. Harper, lot on southside Bell Mead Avenue, at west line of E.H. Wood property, 200 max 200 feet. June 12th. $487 George C. Osborne to Thomas F. Davis, lot 3, block B of Greenwood Subdivision, land lot 252. 17th District, 49s 150 feet, half interest. October 3rd, $3,700 Mrs. Beulah Clates to Mrs. Mary L. Turner, lot on Westside Capitol Avenue, 48 feet south of Kernodal Line, 48x 197 feet. November 5th, $4,000 E.L. Autry to W.H. Wynn, half interest in lot Westside Elizabeth Street, 100 feet north of DeKalb Avenue, 146 138 feet. October 16th, $625 E.T. Chambliss to Central Bank and Trust Corporation, lot at intersection of Humphreys and Dewey Street, 62 I's 231 feet. November 2nd, $300 Nancy Nichols to William A. Sims, lot on west side of Lot 8 and south side of Lot 14, Lawshe Subdivision, 254 feet west of Randolph Street, 70 X 120 feet. May 6, 1913, $7 in love and affection, Mrs. A.L. Green to Mrs. Mamie A. Clark, number 46. Irwin Street, 60 ka 105 feet. August 14th, $4,000 Hyman S. and Edward Jacobs to Georgia Realty Company, lot on southeast side Murphy Avenue, 80 feet northeast of Benjamin Street, 54 ah 195 feet. March 7th, $6,500 George L. Dickerson to Walton Realty Company, lot on northeast corner Peachtree Road and Peachtree Way, 107 350 feet. October 13th, $3,500 J. H. Wissanant to W. L. Manny, lot on east side Holderness Street, 264 feet north of Sells Avenue, 50s 200 feet. November 6th. $1 and other consideration John Williams to Sam Williams, lot on west side Eliza Alley between North Avenue and Linen Street, 50 feet front. October 30th. $1 and other consideration Robert Blackwell to Violet Dozier, lot on west side Noonan Street, 120 feet south of Kane Street. November 5th. $2,100 C. A. Upchurch to Mrs. Lulia R. Scarrett, number 142, 144, 146, Fulton Street, 50 km 110 feet. November 5th, $40 Atlanta Cemetery Association to D.D. Henry, Lot 51, Block 4, Northview Cemetery. September 10th, $60 same to same, Lot 90, Block 7, Northview Cemetery. November 4th, $2,750 E. W. Bigham et al. To D.E. Giffen, Lot on northeast corner Bedford Place and 5th Street. 50x 122 feet. June 20th. Bonds for title. $28,060, Frank C. Owens, by Executrix, to F. M. Lawson, Lot Northwest Side, South Forsyth Street, 73 feet southwest of Peters Street, 2181, November 4th, $2,400, Hopkins Place, Savings Bank, to Jerome Moore, Lot West Side, Spring Street, 207 feet north of Merritts Avenue, 23120, December 12th, 1911, transferred to Mrs. Ellen V. Reynolds, November 5th, $6,000, Mrs. Teresa H. Stern, to Henry Boyd, Lot West Side, Young Street, 904 feet north of Decatur Street, 620110, September 26th, $5,600, Paul Heyman, to Maria Boyd, Lot West Side, Young Street, 130 feet south of Tanner Street, 45140, June 15th, $7,500, G.C., J.G., and Maud M. Odell, to James Escott, Lot Southeast Corner, Princeton Avenue and Adams Street, 300Z280, October 10th, $5,000, C. W. Wynn, to P. G. McLean, number 66 Ponce de Leon Place, 46150. November 5th, mortgages, $980, Millie M. Harris, to Mutual Loan and Banking Company, Lot West Side, Bradley Street, 95 feet south of Irwin Street, 49130. November 5th, 225 L. H. Smith, to T. H. Smith, Lot on West Side of Lot 8 and South Side of Lot 14, or Lawshe Subdivision, 254 feet west of Randolph Street, 7120. November 5th, $270, Mrs. Harriet E. Abbott, to W. T. Hamby, number 97 Stonewall Street, 25107. November 5th, $200, Arthur Thurman, to Colonial Trust Com, number 2I78, Rawson Street, 85200. November 5th, 984, O.J. Parker, to same, Lot East Side, South Boulevard, 100 feet north of Killian Street, 47190. November 5th, 17795, J.T. Freeman, to same, Lot Northeast Corner, Gordon and Atwood Streets, 61198. November 5th, 363, Frank Baker, to H.S. Winheight, number 847, McDaniel Street, 37110. October 30th, Administrator's Deed, $600, Amanda Hartsfield Estate, by Administrator, to Melly Maud Harris, Lot West Side, Bradley Street, 95 feet south of Irwin Street, 49130. November 5th, Quit Claim Deeds, for Levy and Sale, Dickinson Trust Company, to W.B. Disbro, No. 58, Howell Place, 45150 feet. November 4th, $1 Manufacturers Finance Company, to Railway Postal Clerks Investment Association, Lot on north side of an alley which runs along the south side of lot of Henry T. McDaniel property, 48841 feet. July 17th, $10 Merchants and Mechanics Banking and Loan Company, to Walton Realty Company, Lot on northeast corner Peachtree Road and Peachtree Way, 107350 feet. November 4th, Sheriff's Deed, $100 Sally McCoy, by Sheriff, to back of East Point, Lot on West Side, Bayard Street, 225 feet south of Holcomb Street, 75210 feet. November 3rd, Executor's Deed, $974, George B. Sickles Estate, by Executors, to Thomas F. Davis, Lot 3, Block B of Greenwood Subdivision, Land Lot 252, 17th District, on Grandview Avenue, 4150 feet. October 10th, Warranty Deed, to Secure, $10 C. G. Hanna, to Central Bank and Trust Corporation, Lot on Southeast Side, Campbellton Road, 596 feet northeast of Connolly Avenue, 195x6620 feet. Also, Lot on southwest corner Holderness Street, and an unnamed 30-foot street, 211x288 feet, half interest. January 6th, $10 same to same, half interest of 14.7 acres in land, Lot 140, 14th District, on Southside, Green Ferry Road. June 15th, loan deeds, $17,500, E.L. Autry and E.L. Wynn, to Mortgage Bond Company of New York, Lot West Side, Elizabeth Street, 110 feet north of DeKalb Avenue, 155-179. October 21st, $3,500, Sarah Y. Hewlett, to Travelers Insurance Company, number 815 Piedmont Avenue, 44-135. November 2nd, $1,000, Samuel Nesbitt Evans, to Mrs. Ellen V. Reynolds, number 388 Spring Street, 23120. November 5th, $4,500, J.T. Freeman, to Mrs. Annie D. Rogers, Lot Northeast Corner, Gordon and Atwood Streets, 611198. November 5th, $2,000, Walton Realty Company, to Mrs. Martha H. Garner, Lot Northeast Side, Nassau Street, 20x86. November 5th, $3,000, same to same, Lot Northeast Corner, Peachtree Road and Peachtree Way, 107350. November 5th, $2,750, and John S. Owens, to Mrs. A. Crow, number 97 Columbia Avenue, 6050. October 30th, $5,000 D. E. Giffen, to Mortgage Bond Company of New York, Lot Northeast Corner Bedford Place and East 5th Street, 50-122, November 6th.